taking their place in a long, true line of everyday Americans.
Helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors, and have a few good friends. Every day you are everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans, and welcome to the Constitution Study. This is where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. I'm glad you could join me today. I want to take a look at a little bit of history and compare that history to America today. Now, some of you may not be that familiar with a gentleman by the name of Martin Niemöller. He was a prominent Lutheran pastor in Germany during World War II. And shortly after the war, he gave a series of lectures, which included a quote, a poem of sorts, that has been used throughout the decades as an example of the consequences of inaction. Now, there are slightly different versions based on the fact that he frequently spoke extemporaneously, but the general quotation is, first they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Now, you may be asking, what does this have to do with America today? Well, the point of that poem, of that quotation, was to point out the complicit nature of the German people in what the Nazi Party did. They were complicit through their silence. Today in America, the American people are also complicit through their silence. They're complicit through their silence, through their inaction, and even some of them in the way they are responding to the recent attacks on American, on the Constitution, on the states, on the very rights of the American people. Now, I talked the other day about Biden effectively declaring war on these three entities. The Constitution doesn't matter. The states are now subjects and servile to the federal government, and the people will do what they're told. At least that's what the attitude President Biden used as he announced his new vaccine mandates, his tyrannical, illegal, and evil, yes, evil vaccine mandates. Now, I'm not saying the vaccine is evil, but the mandates are. But as more and more information, and again, this is not a news program. I am not on top of the breaking news. I want to take time to analyze and consider. But as more and more information comes out, the evil that is this current administration stand, that the current position of Washington, D.C. as a whole in general comes to the fore. See, the White House chief of staff retweeted a post that praised the Biden administration for finding a workaround to the Constitution. Well, he didn't specifically say the Constitution, but he said, hey, this new idea of getting OSHA to do what the Constitution doesn't allow us to do is a neat little workaround. I think he called it the ultimate workaround. That's right, a workaround to the supreme law of the land, a workaround to your rights, your liberty, to justice and liberty. We have a workaround. Now, the other thing I found interesting was a comment by Alan Dershowitz, which many people hold up as a constitutional expert. I find his constitutional reasoning, we'll call it flawed. Actually, I call it a mess. So, you know, Mr. Dershowitz believes that courts will overturn President Biden's mandate. But why is what's important, at least from my standpoint. See, according to Alan Dershowitz, the law that created the Occupational Safety and Health Administration does not authorize it to issue mandates for vaccines. Well, okay, that's probably true. But you see, the very law that created OSHA is unconstitutional. Show me, where in the Constitution is the United States delegated the authority to oversee the safety and health of employees? The answer is nowhere. No, not even the vaunted General Welfare Clause, which is the general welfare of the United States, does not give the federal government, the United States, the authority to oversee occupational health and safety. So the fact that OSHA exists is unconstitutional. But Mr. Dershowitz goes on. He says the number one is this something the federal government can do as compared to the states. Now, this is, by the way, in an interview with Newsmax. He said the states have police power. The federal government doesn't have police power. The federal government's powers have to derive from the text of the Constitution. Well, in that much, he is true, mostly. Yes, the federal government's power derives from the text of the Constitution. But yet there's nothing in the text of the Constitution that authorizes the United States, the Union, or its government to mandate conditions under which people work. Doesn't exist. It's not there. You cannot find that language. Now, what's interesting is he says that the states have police power. Well, that's a bit of a, kinda. You see, just as a federal government's power derived from the U.S. Constitution, a state government's power derives from the state constitution. So the powers a state government has is derived from that state constitution, which may include some police powers, but not a general police power. But let's go on. He says, it's likely the courts will say that government can enforce vaccine mandate, but will argue that it's only Congress that has that can order punishments and fines. Well, again, there's a problem. You see, Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution says it, and only the laws of the United States made pursuant to it, are the supreme law of the land. Not anything that Congress wants to do. It has to be done pursuant to the Constitution. Now, the 10th Amendment says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So let's take a look at this. Is there any place in the Constitution where the United States is delegated the power to deal with health questions, vaccine mandates, or public domestic issues, period? The answer is no. Interstate commerce, yes. Foreign commerce, yes. Interstate travel, no. Healthcare, no. So these are not powers delegated to the United States. So they don't belong to any part of the United States, including Congress. But let's go on. It says, nor prohibited by it to the states. Well, guess what? The Fifth Amendment says no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. That includes the liberty to decide whether or not you're going to get vaccinated. That includes control over the property you have in your body. And that due process, well, that's a process that protects the rights of the individual, government or judicial process that protects the rights of the individual. And oh, by the way, the 14th Amendment, which says, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So again, the rights of the individual must be upheld. So this is a power that's not only not delegated to the United States, it is prohibited by the Constitution to the states. These are not legal or legitimate powers. And if Mr. Dershowitz spent a fraction of the time studying the actual text of the Constitution than the opinions of judges and his fellow lawyers, maybe he'd recognize that. So we have an administration acknowledging it's trying to find a workaround for the Constitution, a workaround for the law to do what they want, to impose illegal mandates. We have a supposed constitutional scholar, a supposed expert, who can't read the Constitution and recognize that it's a deprivation of both liberty and property without due process of law, therefore it's prohibited. But he does think the courts will find that Biden's mandates are illegal, that it has to go through Congress, even though we never delegated to anybody in the United States the authority to do this. But we compare this to another genius, or at least someone spouting, Jen Psaki saying, oh no, it's legal under the Occupation Safety and Health Act of 1970. Well, I've already shown you that there is no authorization in the Constitution for the United States to create an Occupation Safety and Health Act. This act of Congress is void. No, those aren't my words. Those are the words of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice Marshall in Marbury versus Madison, an act of Congress repugnant to the Constitution, is void. But he says, we're just telling the businesses what they have to do. No, you are violating the Constitution of the United States. The administration you represent is violating the law. This is a criminal act. This is a violation of federal law, 18 U.S.C. Section 242. And what are we to do about this? Well, it gets worse. See, then we find out that, oh, by the way, if you're a member of Congress or a federal judge or you're a staffer, you're exempt. Time. Remember, President Biden also said all federal employees must be vaccinated. There's a mandate. There's not even a testing opt-out. You must be vaccinated. But again, if you're a member of Congress, a federal judge, then or one of their staff, you're exempt. We truly have a ruling class. I mean, it's let them eat cake. You must be vaccinated, but if you work for government, or at least if you work for the higher parts of government, oh, guess what? We will exempt Congress and federal judges and staffers. Tell you what, Mr. Biden, I'll tell you what, Congress, I'll tell you what, when you jab everybody, then I'll listen to what you have to say. I'm not getting the jab, but you bloody hypocrite. You want everybody else to get vaccinated, but you're going to exempt Congress, judges, and their staffers. And even worse, you're going to go in and exempt the Postal Service. This is not equal protection under the law. Now, granted, there's not a federal standard in the Constitution for equal protection under the law. But this is just the blatant hypocrisy that has become so standard, it's almost like we don't notice it anymore. You're telling me that you're going to enforce a law on the American people and then exempt parts of the federal government from it? I do not think so, Mr. President. This is just more of your violation of your oath of office and your criminal acts. And then my personal favorite hypocrisy. You remember all those people coming across our borders illegally? Yeah, he's not requiring that they get vaccinated. Oh yeah, if you get vaccinated, if you live in this country legally, if you're a citizen or a legal resident, you're subject to a vaccine mandate. But if you come here legally, you're not. Tell me once again why this man is still in office, why there has not been articles of impeachment against this man. Why is that? Could it be that we suffer from Martin Niemöller disease? Could it be that we saw them coming for those who didn't want to wear a mask, who didn't want to shut down, and we didn't do anything because, well, we didn't mind wearing a mask? Could it be they came for the small businesses and those that were being shut down, but we did not speak out because, well, we didn't own a small business? Could it be that they came for those who did not want to take the vaccine and we said nothing because we thought the vaccine was okay? And now they're going to come for you. See, a government that can force you to take a drug is a government that can force you to do anything. A government that can say, this is an experiment and you must comply, is a government that can do anything. And just as the Germans, who sat back and watched this happen and said nothing, were complicit in the acts of the Nazis, those in the United States today who sit back and do nothing while they see their fellow citizens having their rights stripped from them are complicit. Even worse, there are those in America today who are promoting, that's right, they're promoting the destruction of freedom and liberty of those they disagree with. I'm not just talking governments. I'm not just like the Vermont governor who said He backs this illegal mandate. I'm talking about the businesses and the business groups that are lining up in support of Joe Biden's illegal dictates. I'm talking about the American people. I'm talking about the individuals. I'm talking about society as a whole. People like the person, I can't refer to him as a gentleman. This is a person who opened a trouble ticket on my website to tell me that he wants me to die because I won't take the jab. Does that sound like freedom and liberty? Does that sound like I vehemently disagree with what you had to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it? No, that's the exact opposite. That's the you will comply or I want you dead. And how long is it before these mandates, these illegal mandates, turn from simply a fine into force? I mean, let's face it. Joe Biden said he's fed up. He's frustrated. He's going to force this. Start with fines. But how long before that turns into force? How long before we find that OSHA has a law enforcement department? How long before the FBI or Department of Homeland Security starts coming in and arresting people for not taking the jab? See, we said nothing when it was a mass mandate. We said nothing when it was a push for vaccines, when they would bribe us to get the vaccines. We said nothing when the vaccine mandates affected somebody else. But when they come for you, who will defend you if you've done nothing to protect everyone else while they were under attack? The answer is no one. Who's going to stand up? It certainly is not going to be the media. They're not going to stand up. They are all in for this tyrannical takeover of the American people. Whether it's Joy Reid who compares Joe Biden to Grant or Washington for mandating vaccines. Tell me, when did Grant or Washington mandate such actions? She compared Biden to Grant for standing up and fighting the 80 million unvaccinated. Excuse me, I thought Grant fought to protect freedom and liberty. So now, according to Joy Reid, what? I'm a Confederate soldier because I refuse to bow to an illegal order from a government of criminals? Washington, a man who gave his life, the better part of his life. He didn't die fighting, but he gave up the better part of his life to secure freedom and liberty to the American people. And a man who's taking away that freedom and liberty, you compare the same? I'm sorry, Joy Reid. You've opened your mouth and proved yourself to be a blithering idiot. Now, you may think the vaccine's a good thing. That's fine. You're welcome to think that all you want. You have no right to go after my body, and you have no right to authorize someone else to. You are complicit. You are a propaganda mouthpiece for tyrants, which is probably why I pay no attention to you. And the only reason I found this was it was an article that was shared on one of my news feeds. Not only does she compare Biden to Grant and Washington, she points out they're coming for you. That's right. Your government is out to get you. They are coming for you. Because you, for whatever reason you want, decided not to get the vaccine. Not because you've done anything terribly, not because you've done anything illegal, not because you've threatened anyone, because you refused to take a vaccine. By the way, that shows, the evidence is showing more and more, doesn't work. They came, first they came for those who didn't want the mask, then they came for those who didn't want the vaccine. Now they're coming for those who refuse to get the vaccine. And it's not just government, it is now the media, and it's now the public, and they are out to destroy rights in America. Whether out of fear or ignorance, these people are coming for you, and who's going to protect you? If you didn't protect the small business owner when they were under attack, why would they show up and protect you? If you wouldn't protect the person being tased for being outdoors and 20 feet away from everyone else without a mask, who's going to protect you? So what do we do? What can the American people do? Well, sadly, we've let this go really, really far, right? So there's not a simple, easy, and safe solution. I'm sorry, it's too late for that. We blew that opportunity years and years and years ago. But what can we do? I'll tell you one thing you can do. Read my post called The Redeclaration of Independence. You can just go to constitutionstudy.com/redeclarationofindependence. It proves the justification we have for altering this government. I don't say we need to abolish this government. I'm not talking getting rid of the Constitution. I'm talking what Abraham Lincoln said, that the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overturn the Constitution, but to overturn the people who pervert the Constitution. It's time we do that. You want to know why? You want to know the reasons? You want to know the legitimacy of our cause? Go to constitutionstudy.com/redeclaration. I go through the Declaration of Independence and show how every grievance we had against the king in 1776, the American states and people have against the Washington, D.C. in 2021. It is our right, it is our duty to change this government to one that protects our rights, not one that abuses our rights. It is our duty to regain control of our government, to once again have the people assume the powers of to which the laws of nature, nature's God, entitles us. Yes, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that we show why this is a due cause, which is exactly what I do in the Redeclaration of Independence. So please, go over there, read that. Learn all of the abuses. This is just the latest in a long line of abuses coming out of Washington. Learn what they are. Find the justification to stand up and say no. Then read and study the Constitution so you know what the law actually says. Not what these idiot experts claim it says, what it actually says. That no, you are not to be deprived of your life or your liberty or your property without due process of law. Not unless there's a pandemic, not unless there's a declaration of emergency, it shall not happen. And whenever a court says, well, we found an excuse to do that, that court is wrong. That's why courts issue opinions, not rulings. They do not rule us. But we won't know where we stand until we study and figure out where we actually stand. Until we understand the tyranny and criminal activities of this government in Washington, D.C., and the actual legitimate purpose it has, and the boundaries of the powers we have given it from the Constitution of the United States. If you want your children to be free, you must fight for freedom today. If you are unwilling to fight for freedom today, not only will you lose your rights and liberty, but your children and your children's children will as well. And you might as well apologize to them now, because either they will fall under subjugation or they will curse us for our unwillingness. They will write of us what Martin Niemöller wrote of the Germans under the Nazi rule. Now, when I come back after this break, I'm going to talk about the feeble response of our states, the pathetic, feeble response. But before we do that, I want you to head over to healthycell.com/outloud. You know, HealthyCell they've changed the vitamin. They've reinvented how it works. It's no longer pills. It's a gel pack. It's designed to absorb into your body and make it easier not only for you to take your vitamins, but for these vitamin supplements are designed to feed your body at a cellular level. Now, they have several different formulas. You can try the REM sleep. If you ever have problems sleeping, this will help you fall asleep faster, sleep deeper, so you can wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. So that's, again, that's healthycell.com/outloud for 20% off your very first order.
Well, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list. And they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution study. Yes, we read and study the Constitution. We actually read the Constitution. We study it. We teach the rising generation to be free so we know what our rights are. We recognize when they're being violated, and we know how to defend and assert them, which is what I want to talk about in this half of the program. See, in the first half, we talked about more about the illegal and criminal acts of the Biden administration, in fact, of most of Washington, D.C., to crush your rights, your freedom, your liberty, the very idea that we are a free people, that the people are the ones in charge, we are the authority, we are the masters of Congress and the courts. They want that swept aside. Biden is not happy that you, for those of us who don't want the vaccine, so he's going to push to make it happen. And the first step is to get big businesses to join in the crushing of the American liberty, the crushing of our spirit, the crushing of our rights. And what are we to do? Do we stand defenseless against the behemoth of Washington, D.C.? I mean, let's face it, the 10th Amendment says that a power not delegated to the United States nor prohibited by the Constitution of the states remains with the states or with the respectively with the people. So shouldn't the states be standing up to protect us from this behemoth in our nation's capital? That's what our founding fathers thought. They realized that we created 13, now 50 free and independent states, that yes, they joined together in a union, but they only delegated certain limited powers to Washington, to the United States. They figured the states would stand up. They would act as a check and balance. So sure enough, what's happened when this direct attack on freedom and liberty and the Constitution of the United States comes out of Washington? What happens? Well, let's start with 19 governors and two attorneys general say they're going to resist the Biden vaccine mandates. Now, let's start with the fact that all these governors are politicians, which basically means they're cowards. So they say, I mean, they got a bark. They're saying, yes, there's several of them, not all of them. So understand this. Less than 40% of the governors of our states have said anything about standing up against this. One governor thinks it's a great idea to simply run roughshod over the states to exercise powers we did not delegate to the United States. But of these 19 states, which include Arizona, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming, 19 of the 50 states issued statements disagreeing. And of those, several, get this, several vowed to defy it. See, that's the part that bothers me. Why are not 40 of the 50 states opposing this? And of the 19, why aren't all 19 promising to defy it, to recognize it is a violation of the agreement signed and ratified by the states, that their creation in Washington is out of control? Why are they not doing more than simply saying, oh, we oppose this. What are you going to do to defy it? See, that's what I want to know. What are you going to do to defy an out-of-control federal government? Now, I read an article in the Epoch Times, and they made this interesting point that all 19 governors and the two attorneys general from Utah and from Indiana, well, they all happen to be Republicans. See, this is not a principled fight on the overreach of government. This is a political fight. We've got Republican governors arguing with a Democratic president in the White House. But they say they're going to defy them. What are they going to do? That's what I want to know. What are they going to do? I mean, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said that he fully supports continued efforts to increase vaccination rates across the nation, but the federal government mandates on private businesses are not the right answer. So what is, Mr. Governor? And what are, more importantly, what are you going to do about an out-of-control bureaucracy and administration in Washington? Now, some of the governors, including the governors of Arizona, Georgia, and South Carolina, hinted or announced that they would seek legal avenues to resist the mandates. Oh, so you're going to tell me that these governors of the states that ratified the Constitution that created the federal government are going to go begging to that federal government to overturn action of that federal government? Your subjects, your serfs, your servants of Washington now. If you're going to beg Washington to save you from the big bad Mr. Biden in Washington, you are not a free and independent state. You are a subject. You are a vassal of Washington, D.C. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey said the COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective tools to prevent the disease, but getting the vaccine is and should be a choice. Well, guess what, Mr. Ducey? You're an idiot. The safety is questionable. The effectiveness has been proven not to be a moving target. Because remember, first the vaccine would prevent you from getting COVID. Now they say it'll prevent you from getting hospitalized. So I don't trust any of that nonsense. But the Governor Ducey then went on to say these mandates are outrageous. They will never stand up in court. Why do they have to wait in court? You are not a subject of Washington, D.C. At least you're not supposed to. Arizona is not a vassal of Washington. How about you stand up to your creation and say, no, we did not authorize this. Governor Kemp from Georgia tweeted, I will pursue every legal option available to the state of Georgia to stop this blatantly unlawful overreach by the Biden administration. What, Mr. Kemp? Are you going to stand by these businesses when they defy President Biden's illegal order? Are you going to prevent them from being fined? Are you going to prevent the federal government from coming in and taking them over? What are you going to do besides sit there and whine that this is a bad move? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, another Twitter said that South Dakota will stand up to defend freedom. Again, Joe Biden, see you in court. Oh, so Ms. Noem, you're going to go beg to your creation to protect you from your creation. You see what I mean? We have so lost the meaning of the Constitution. These states don't even recognize the fact that they created the federal government. They created the presidency, they created Congress, and they created the courts. And now they're begging their creations to protect them from their creations. They are not acting as free and independent states. They are acting as vassals of the federal government. This is no different than the colonies begging the king and the parliament for a redress of the grievances placed upon them. No different. They are begging Washington to protect them from Washington. This is not a free republic. This has become a union of vassal states that will simply whimper and whine and beg Washington not to do bad things to them. Now, in the Epoch Times article, they listed other comments from the rest of the governors. And for the most part, they're mewling and whining. This is bad. You're not supposed to do this. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. The closest thing we have to actually standing up, Texas Governor Abbott said that he has issued an executive order protecting Texans' right to choose whether they get COVID vaccine and added it to the special session agenda. Texas is already working to halt this power grab. Well, okay, I'd like to see the executive order. A couple of others said that they're going to stand. Oh, was it South Carolina? Said, rest assured, we will fight them to the gates of hell to protect liberty and livelihood of every South Carolinian. Yeah, what else are you going to do? How? Oklahoma Governor Stitt said, my administration will continue to defend Oklahoma values and fight back against the president, the Biden administration's federal overreach. Doing what? If all you're going to do is go to court, you are a subject, you are a serf, you are a vassal leader of a tyrannical federal government. So far, the only one I've seen that may be standing up is Texas Governor Abbott. Everybody else, they're big words with little actions. Because while Governor Abbott did say he issued an executive order, I've not been able to find it. Now, maybe it's out there, but I don't find it on the governor's website. I don't find it on the list of executive orders on the Texas Reference Library site. So I have no idea what this executive order says, does, means. But I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted by the weak, wimpy response that the American governors have taken. They're acting like vassals. And I can think of no other word. You know, when a country would take over another country, frequently what they would do is, rather than putting their own government in place, they'd leave the government but make them subject to them, vassals. You do what we say, period. That's what President Biden is doing to the states, and most of these states, these 19 governors and two AGs, are basically saying, we are vassals of the federal government, so we're going to beg the federal government not to do this to us. These are not the states that created the federal government. They gave that up. They now are acting like vassals. Think about it. You no longer live in a free and independent state. Your state no longer has sovereignty. Your state no longer has rights. Your state only has what the federal government allows it to have. Our founding fathers would be up in arms. They were up in arms when their central government in London ordered them to do things. They stood up and said no. And when their repeated begging went unanswered or simply attacked, they stood up and said no. In the Declaration of Independence, they said, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evidences a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. Well, think about it. What is Washington, D.C. doing? We've got a long train of abuses, a long train of usurpations, both from all three branches, from Congress, from the presidency, from the courts. They are invariably pointing to the same object, to reduce the American people to object despotism, to reduce the states to the despotism of subjects of the federal government. It is our right, it is our duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for our future security. Now, again, I agree with Abraham Lincoln. We are the masters of Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow these men and women who are perverting the Constitution. We cannot trust our states to do it. They have shown themselves to be weak subjects and vassals of this government in Washington. As always, the responsibility ultimately resides with we, the people. And then you look, like I've already pointed out, Vermont governor. Hey, he's all for these mandates. Or California, that's been trying to implement vaccine mandates for, a few months now. There was a protest. Almost 100 people gathered outside of the LAPD headquarters to protest requiring officers to get vaccines. Officers, healthcare workers, to get an experimental vaccine. Oh, but Paul, it's been FDA approved. No, it has not. I did some research. Yes, the Pfizer vaccine has been given has had its EUA, its emergency use authorization, extended. The only thing that's gotten FDA approval is the BioNTech component of the vaccine, which was given conditional approval pending future testing for some of the serious side effects. See, we can't depend on our states to stand up for us. They won't. And then we have a senior advisor from the White House. This is what the White House thinks of states standing up for their authority. See, senior advisor Cedric Richmond said that Joe Biden was prepared to run over any Republican governor who stood in his way on vaccine mandates. That is a declaration of war. It doesn't use the words, but he's basically saying states are no longer sovereign. States no longer have rights. You will do what I say or we're going to run over you. I want to know how he's planning on doing that. Now, Biden said in his announcement, he said, "Let me be blunt. My plan also takes on elected officials in states that are undermining you and these life-saving actions." First of all, these aren't life-saving actions. You're a liar and a hypocrite. The vaccine may save some lives. Absolutely, I'm not pointing that out. The vaccine mandate doesn't save lives. He says, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I will use my power as president to get them out of the way. He has no power as president to remove a governor. He is subject to the states, not the other way around. Read the Constitution. The president of the United States is going to simply destroy the entire federalist system. He's going to destroy your rights to self-government, your ability to rule over yourself, to create your own states, to elect your own. If he doesn't like the way you're doing things, he'll simply brush them aside. It's time for the states to prepare. What is he going to do as his power of president? He cannot issue an if he issues an executive order to the governors, they can ignore it because guess what? They're not part of the executive branch. If he orders the National Guard, guess what? The National Guard report to the governor. And only Congress has the authority to call up the militia, not the president. Oh, is he simply going to get the military and invade? Paul, that would never happen. I thought we'd never see a day where we'd have a president that said he would simply brush aside governors who don't agree with him. It is time for the states to prepare. It is time to prepare for a potential invasion from this insurrectionist in chief. Yes, I said insurrectionist. He is trying to displace the legitimate government of the United States with his own dictatorial rule. And the vaccine mandate is simply the latest in a so far fairly long line of attempts to do so. See, this didn't start with vaccines. Remember Florida, Governor DeSantis, I think it was passed a law, it was an executive order that said schools could not mandate mask wearing. Schools, which are generally run by school boards, and I believe in Florida they are subject to the state government, says, no, you cannot have a mask mandate. Well, first a judge said no, then that got overturned. But we're dealing with federal judges. That's right. Members of the government of Washington, D.C., who are meddling in the acts of the state government. Now, the district court said no. Another court said yes and allowed it to go back into place. That whole idea means that Florida is a vassal of Washington, D.C. The question is, does the governor of Florida, does the Florida Constitution grant to the governor the authority to set school policy? I don't know 100% off the top of my head, but I believe he does. So in other words, these federal courts are going to interfere with a legitimate act of a state government because they don't like it. The fact that at the moment the courts have reinstated the mandate doesn't change the fact that Washington is acting as if they are ruler over the states. More proof? Biden's Department of Education has opened a civil rights investigation into Governor DeSantis over his executive order banning mask mandates in schools. That's right. A Department of Education, which has no legal basis in the Constitution of the United States, none whatsoever, has opened a civil rights case, is claiming it is a civil right for schools to mandate your children wear masks. Does that make sense to anybody? No, what that is a ruler trying to subject their vassal and bring them back under control. I don't care what the Biden's Department of Education thinks. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. They have no legal authority to sue. They have no legal authority to investigate. I would hope that Governor DeSantis would tell the executive branch to ignore all requests for information from the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education, into the mask mandate. Ignore everything. It's not legal. You have no authority. We are not your vassals. Do I think that'll happen? Probably not. But this is what I've been warning, is if we don't get in, if we don't bolster our states, they will not protect us from an overgrown federal government. Another example coming out of Florida. A federal judge has blocked a Florida law because he says it violates the First Amendment. This is what's referred to as Florida's anti-riot law. Now, first of all, this idiot on the bench can't read the Constitution, apparently, because the first five words of the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law. Florida is not Congress. The Florida legislature is not Congress. Therefore, this cannot be a violation of the First Amendment. So this idiot buffoon and on the bench has already proven himself to not understand the Constitution, to have violated his oath to support the Constitution of the United States. But we have a federal judge telling the state of Florida, listen, you can't implement this law because I don't like the way you've defined riot. Yet I haven't been able to find the actual injunction he's issued, but according to a statement that he said that the statute violated the U.S. Constitution, but that the definition of the word riot was too vague. Okay, I'm trying to see where in the Constitution that happens. Where in the Constitution is vagueness a violation? Oh, what is so vague about the Florida's definition of riot? Well, guess what? I looked up the Florida legislation. It says a person commits a riot if he or she willfully participates in a violent public disturbance involving an assembly of three or more persons acting with a common intent to assist each other in violent and disorderly conduct resulting in injury to another person, damage to property, or imminent danger of injury to another person or damage to property. What's so vague about that? If you willfully participate in a violent public disturbance where there are three or more people, that is a riot. If you're acting with a common intent to assist each other in violence and disorderly conduct, that is a riot. If that conduct includes injury, damage, or imminent threat of injury or damage, you participate in a riot. Tell me, what is so difficult? What is so vague about that? Now, the law goes on. It says, a person commits aggravated rioting if, in the course of committing a riot, he or she participates with 25 or more other people, other persons, causes great bodily harm to a person not participating in the riot, causes property damage in excess of $5,000, displays, uses, threatens to use, or attempts to use a deadly weapon, or by force or threat of force, endangers the safe movement of a vehicle traveling on a public street, highway, or road. Again, what is vague about that? Absolutely nothing. This is a federal judge imposing his will on a sovereign state. The state of Florida should look at this judge and say, you have no legal jurisdiction here. This is not a First Amendment issue because Congress didn't make this law. And the vagueness of it is not a question of legality. There's nothing vague about this. You are a political hack. You're a dictator. Your words mean nothing. They are void. What else is Biden administration? What is this dictator in Washington doing? Dictators, these tyrants. Well, you see, since the courts have not decided they're going to actually get in the way of Florida's law regarding, or executive order regarding mask mandates, Biden's going to bribe schools. That's right. The U.S. Department of Education announced that it will start a new grant program in the coming weeks to give eligible schools districts to receive money that have been withheld by their state or otherwise financially penalized for implementing strategies to prevent COVID-19. In other words, if a school district defies the executive order of Governor DeSantis and loses their funding, President Biden's DOE will fill in the gap. That is a direct bribe. They are bribing the school districts to violate state law. Where is the article of impeachment? Where are they? They're nowhere. Because we hire cowards to represent us at all levels of government. Now, I've been picking on Florida because there's a lot going on in Florida, but that's not the only place. President Biden now wants to sue Texas over their heartbeat law. Now, there's already a lawsuit in place, but now the Biden administration wants to get in the game. See, he's not happy that Texas found a way around Roe v. Wade, because Roe v. Wade specifically targets criminal laws, not civil. So they found a way around that. And he doesn't like it, so he's going to sue. Again, he believes that Texas is a vassal of Washington, D.C., and if they're not going to abide by his interpretation of an opinion of a court, well, he's just going to try to sue them into compliance. Does anybody else find this disturbing? Now, again, if people in Texas wish to sue, if they wish to petition government for redress of grievance, that's their right. Where does Washington have the authority? Where does the government in Washington have the authority to sue its creator? Because it doesn't like the way they're going about doing things. Where is the actual constitutional violation? The answer is there is none. They are protecting the life of the child once it is detected by a heartbeat. They've gotten around this illegal action of Roe v. Wade that completely disregards the life of the child in favor of the life of the mother. And now President Biden is out to get them. Ladies and gentlemen, Americans, we are living in dangerous times. The mask of law and constitutionality that our federal government once wore has slipped from their face. They are full-blown tyrants. They believe themselves to be the masters over the states, that the states are their servants, their vassals, that you are nothing more than serfs and subjects to do what you are told or suffer the consequences. This is the state of America today. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to be an accessory by being silent? Or are we going to stand up, push back, and say, no, Washington, the United States, we did not give you that authority. Therefore, you don't legitimately have it. We say no. It is time the American people remind the states that they are sovereign, that they are the ratifiers of the Constitution that created the federal government, that they are overseeing it, not the other way around. It is time we restore the constitutional order to America. And the only way we do that is by first recognizing the tyranny that is Washington, D.C., then recognizing the methods of protecting and defending and asserting our rights that are given to us, that are protected in the Constitution of the United States. It is not that hard. You've been taught, you're not smart enough to do it by the very people that wish to use it against you. If an 18th century farmer can understand the Constitution, why can't a 21st century American? Please, read the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read my article on redeclaring independence. Understand that you are not subjects of Washington, that you are their masters, that they are your servants, and that it is within your power to return them to that state. No, it won't be quick. No, it won't be easy. But it can be done only when the American people get off their knees, stop genuflecting to Washington, D.C., get off their knees, and stand as men and women, free men and free women, against a totalitarian tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C. And the only way we're going to do that is when we stop listening to these idiots and buffoons in the media, these pundits and talking heads, and we read for ourselves the Constitution and understand the rights that it protects. And if we don't, then when we explain to our children and our children's children what it was once like in America where men were free, we'll have to tell them also that we sat back and did nothing while their future was destroyed. Now, I want to let you know that all my shows go to podcast typically a couple days after you hear them on the broadcast. You can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, basically anywhere you get your podcasts. Do me a favor, please subscribe and rate the show on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find the Constitution Study as well.
Hey, Bill, stay out of jail. Love the neighbors.